you know, you'd say, but I don't know what he died
from.
And what would you say if it was somebody you didn't want, you wanted to spare their feelings? You'd say, I'm sorry to hear that your husband
passed away.
And but if you the other term, you just say, you know, talking about somebody else, you say, hey, her husband
died, or he kicked the bucket.
And where would they be buried?
In the cemetery.
You ever heard it called anything else?
Graveyard.
Is there any difference there?
Well, really, they're the same thing, because long time ago people all said graveyard, but now most everybody says a cemetery. You know.
Well, like around a church, what would you call it? First Baptist Church, what?
Is that graveyard?
I'm at this one.
A cemetery. I know a church where we used to live in that community that has a, you walk right out of the church into the cemetery. Mm-hmm. And there's people. Just, you don't have to put them in anything. Just take care of the corpse to the grave.
Well, what do you call the box that people put in?
Box. They put them in a box, and then they put them in a coffin or a casket.
Have you ever heard? Oh.
See, the box, the casket of the coffin is put into a box.
Oh.
And then it has a cover over it, a wooden, that you take off and on. You have to nail it on when you have to put them down into the grave and for your cover. And that box top has to be nailed down.
Well, what do you call the portable thing, though? Just the, you call it the cat?
The casket.
Or the... said another word too, I think. Did you ever hear old words for the casket?
Coffin. Coffin.
And then the ceremony they would have would be the old man's...
obituary or his funeral?
What would you call people dressed in black? They'd be in...
mourning.
What if somebody was just taken away? I mean, carried away?
He fainted.
And fainted. You said that person was what? Somebody got
grief-stricken.
Well, if a woman has lost control, you know, you'd say she was...
what would? Unconscious? She wouldn't have to be unconscious, but some people do almost just go out and go unconscious.
Well, if you meet somebody on the street and they say, well, how are you, name is Oliphant, what do you say?
Depends upon I would say I'm just fine. Or I may say, oh, not so well today, or fair, something like that.
And if somebody was troubled with something, you'd say, now don't... what, it'll all work out.
Yeah, don't worry, or don't grieve. Where?
You know, we were talking about joints getting stiff so they couldn't move them. What causes that?
Well, my joint, be paralyzed, you can have stroke. I can't open my mouth. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't notice that.
I had stroke this whole right side, and this arm paralyzed, and I have to move this one, this, and this leg was back, wrong back.
I didn't notice that.
I had pneumonia about 5 months, laid in the bed, flat on my back for 5 months.
Well, a real old person says, I can't sit down too fast because I got a bad case of
rheumatism.
And what do you
don't
call
have to be old either.
No, I got it.
I have it. And this is right knee.
Well, what do you call that sore throat, you know, that children used to have real bad?